Well, Tiger Woods hasn't played at his own golf event since 2009 when he won the AT&T National at Congressional. Tiger and the tournament are back at Congressional this year with Tiger's threesome in the first round set to tee off early this afternoon. Joining us live this morning, Chick Hernandez from Comcast Sportsnet. Chick, Tiger's not even the only drama. There's some good stuff going on in this tournament.
Yeah, there's no question. And you have several storylines. You have the young Bo Hostler, 17-year-old, that at one point led the U.S. Open a couple of weeks ago, getting ready to play his first year at the University of Texas. You have Eric Compton, who is a golfer who has survived not one but two heart transplants. And you got a guy like Jim Furyk, who knows the area well. His caddy, Fluff Cowan, is a member at Congressional Country Club. And Furyk's coming off a disappointing finish at the U.S. Open. So there's plenty of storylines, but of course, all eyes are on the 36-year-old Tiger Woods.
I know. I was going to say, all of that notwithstanding, Chick, the guy I'm going to try to follow as much as I can is Tiger, because we're all sort of watching to see whether he actually can come back to what he once was, because he was something I don't know that we'll ever see again.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, that's the question he's asked all the time, and I asked him on Tuesday when he joined me on my show, you know, what do you consider back? And he goes, look, I've won two times already, and I was in contention in a major. He goes, back is not something I'm concerned about. And I don't think, as you just said, we'll ever see a guy that dominant. I mean, he set the bar so high that he even, you know, he hurt himself when it comes down to literally and figuratively. He can't reach that pinnacle again, because today's golfer, especially the young guys who are coming into the sport in great shape because of a guy like Tiger Woods who set that bar high as well, we'll never see that again. So, the old Tiger, sadly, we won't see, but I think we'll see a guy who will win again and will eventually, in my opinion, catch Jeff Nicklaus.
Any of the players worried about the heat this weekend?
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure it's been, you know, I bet they're more worried about the course than they are the heat. Today's going to be a test for sure, but as we just heard on the weather, it's not going to be as humid, which is good. This place will start to bake, obviously, over the weekend. And those greens will be hard and fast. But that is one of the concerns that, you know, whoever can weather the heat literally will be in contention late on Sunday. And it's a concern. You have younger golfers who should be able to do that. Maybe some of the older guys might struggle a bit. I guess we'll have to see.
Chick, when you're as big a shot as you are, do you have somebody that follows you around the course with a fan?
Usually it's three people with umbrellas, which is kind of good. And I have a unique air cooling underwear, which is kind of cool.
I don't know if we want to go there.
TMI.
Yep.
Hey, Chick, have a great time out there. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Comcast Sportsnet's Chick Hernandez with us.